Okay, we're back. Sorry, we missed last week. Got a lot going on over here. This is a new thing, this two-minute Parsha thing, so I just got to make it part of my routine, part of my rhythm. All right, so Parshas Vayishlach is the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav. And so when Yaakov finally does confront Esav, he seems like he's being rather obsequious toward him. He calls him my master. He refers to himself as Esav's servant. He sends him a bunch of gifts before he meets him, and then when he does meet him, he actually bows down to him. Like, what's up with that? Why is he kowtowing to him? Especially because he already received the blessing from Yitzchak, Vavigvir Lachecha, that you're going to be a master over your brother. And even before that, back when Rivka was pregnant, she was already told that the older will serve the younger. So Yaakov is the boss here. Like, let him step up and act like one. So next week, this coming week, is Yotes Kislev. When the Alter Rebbe was brought to Petterburg, to the capital, where he was to stand trial, he told the Chassidim right away that no one is supposed to come to Petterburg. None of the Chassidim should follow him there. And later on, it was revealed, he said the reason was because he knew he had certain Chassidim who were so spiritually powerful, they were on such a high level, that if they came to Petterburg and they were angry because their Rebbe was in prison, they had enough spiritual power to, that the Alter Rebbe said, to burn the city to the ground. Like, their spiritual wrath would actually cause a catastrophe in the city. So, and he didn't want that to happen. But the question is, why not? Then he would be able to walk out free. So what's wrong with that? And the Alter Rebbe actually explained, after he was acquitted, that he had to go through this whole experience. He had to go through the process. Why? Because at the end of it, those who arrested him and interrogated him actually came to respect him and to understand that what he was teaching was a good thing. And that the point of the imprisonment was birur v'lo shvira, to refine the situation, not to break it and destroy it. You know, every YouTube video, the clickbait title is so-and-so destroys so-and-so. Why destroy? How about speak their language, win them over, get them to see your side? And that's all Yaakov was doing with Esav. He was speaking his language, presence and bowing and calling him my master. That's Esav's language. That's how he speaks. That's what he likes. So that's how you speak to the guy. So don't destroy people, even if you're able to. Speak their language. Talk to them in words that make sense to them. Make a friend.